What's going on, everyone? Jody Camera and the Mac Man, Jody Mac, in for John today. It is 94 WIP as we broadcast from the beautiful Borgata, our home base, every Friday morning. Wonderful to be with you. And, of course, wonderful to be approaching the summer. Memorial Day weekend obviously beckons. We like that. We like when the Phillies entered in first place. They do. And we love being with you. So welcome, 215-592-9494. Look, we got a lot to get to today. Obviously, Phil's, I think, in many ways top of mind. I mean, I know these games out in Colorado, perhaps not as watched as some other games. Although this, you know, one yesterday was an afternoon game, so maybe you caught it. But, you know, the later games, nighttime, earlier in the week. But they're on a roll, guys. Major. Seven in a row, so we'll talk about that, what they've been doing first 2 months, how they project moving forward. A lot today still on the tush push, residual stuff. Jason Kelce, who was obviously in the room 2 days ago when this all went down. Kelce will join us at 7:30. We look to talk to him. Beat the Hammer today. Phillies tickets on the line. We got a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Mac Man in for John. How are you, pal?
Very good. And yourself, Mr. Good. DeCamera? I think you and I did a Friday Memorial Day show 2 years ago. Last year, no, but the year before, leading into the summer. And it was an okay summer for the Phillies.
Yeah.
Good year. It came up a little short in the NLCS, but not too shabby.
No, not at all. And we good here on audio? Just because I'm audio
Jody's mic doesn't sound on.
Say it again, James.
Jody's mic does not sound on.
Yeah, Jody's mic
sounds like
sound
Jody's
off,
mic is coming through another mic, or it's incredibly low.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so I'll do some talking while we get that resolved. Jody, tap that thing every once in a while. We'll make sure we get that better. Devin, how are you? You good? Yeah, Devin's mic's
same
not
with
on
Devin.
Either, so we'll get that taken care of as well. All right, well, let's get to it here, guys. So let's start Phil's. And also, let's get my microphone, maybe James, turned down a little bit, or am I over?
No, you're good. You're perfect.
I'm good.
Everyone needs to match you.
Understood. Okay. So here's the deal, guys. Phil's are a great team.
I say right? A little louder for Jeff.
Phil's are a great baseball team. And, you know, I'm curious if anybody objects to that as I state that this morning. You know, obviously four in a row versus Colorado, but seven in a row overall. Let me give you three straight facts. Fact number one, Phillies are two games up on the Mets entering Memorial Day weekend. Two games up for first place in the division, which is fantastic considering where they were, you know, 3-4 weeks ago. Second factor, one game up on the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. I mean, as of right now, you'd have home field advantage in the playoffs in the National League portion. And the third fact is they're only a half a game behind, believe it or not, the Detroit Tigers for the best record in all of baseball. So, like, they are totally where I think you should want them to be entering Memorial Day weekend. I mean, 2 months in, and I know it was a circuitous route to get there, okay, because we all know, you know, from, I don't know what the date was, April 15th through, you know, May 10th or whatever it was a little squirrely in there. But holy mackerel. I mean, they are on freaking fire. So, you know, as we enter this tremendous weekend and the three-day weekend and all that, and a lot of people, you know, coming down the shore, and I'm sure some already down the shore, we ask you today at 215-592-9494 for your reaction in the first 2 months of the Phillies and your sense of where this thing goes from here, because obviously I think they deserve a tremendous amount of credit. Lizardo, who we barely talked about in the offseason, has been an incredible addition. I think the biggest negative has been Nola. I think the biggest negative in the first 2 weeks is totally, it looks like, worked itself out, and that would obviously be Romano, who got in there and closed that thing down yesterday. Bullpen, you know, we still have our concerns. The Alvarado thing is not something to ignore. It's a problem. But there's a lot more good on this team than bad. I mean, they're a great baseball team. So if you agree with me that they're a great baseball team, want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. If you disagree with me, certainly want to hear from you as well, and I'll ask you, you know, what you're talking about, Willis. I mean, here's the deal, guys. They cannot prove in April or May. They cannot prove in April or May, or, by the way, June or July. They simply cannot prove that they will win the World Series. It's unprovable. It's not possible. But what they can prove is that they're a great baseball team. And in my opinion, they have. And I understand all the residual frustration of past years. And guys, I share it with you. Of course I do. We all know the way it ended the three Octobers in a row was crushing. And it kind of hurt our Philadelphia sports soul. I get it. But I mean, I think they're answering the bell. Jody, I think they're answering the bell in a really big way that they deserve tremendous credit, especially for how it got a month ago and how they came through that.
Last time I was here on WIP was Monday night, so the weekend sweep and the first game in Colorado, and I still had to field calls about, yeah, but who are they beating?
Yeah.
And yes, they're playing bad teams right now. That's what the schedule is all about. That's what the season is all about. When you're playing a bad team, you wipe them off the floor. You win seven straight games, and that's exactly what they've done. So for the excuse makers who want to just, oh, wait till they play a real team. Okay, yeah, they're going to play a whole bunch of real teams between now and the end of the season. Everybody has the soft underbelly to the schedule. And when it pops up, you need to take advantage of it. And I'd say seven wins in a row is pretty much taking advantage of
totally.
It.
Totally. And I'll add this. I mean, does anyone, and I'm going to a number that they are less than, more than 10 games away from projecting to, but does anyone think they're going to be under 90 wins? I mean, guys, they're projecting right now, and I have to do the math. I know as of 2 days ago, it was 101. I mean, I guess at this point, they're probably projecting a 102 or 103 games. I mean, you know, they're going to win somewhere between 90 games, and I'll just give you a really high extreme number, 105. I don't think they're going to win 105. But the bottom line is they're probably going to win between 90 and 100 games.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Go to 91.
Why?
Because I got them at 90 and a half. So start with 91 going up to 105.
Jody, you're good, man. How many shekels on that one?
A couple, yeah.
Yeah, you're good. Okay. Dude, let me tell you something. I'd be very happy with that bet right now. Now, then again, last year, you know, they look like they're on pace for 163 wins at this point. And, no, they finished above 91, but it wasn't exactly, you know, like the one freaking 15 they were, you know, projected to or whatever it was. Look, we'll take your reaction at 215-592-9494. I mean, it's really been, I just think it's been something to see and behold. And maybe you think it's an overstatement on my part, but I mean, hasn't almost all of it rounded into form? Now Marsh is still not a great center fielder, and it's a weak position, okay? Boehm, I'm not sold on. But, I mean, Bryce is back to being Bryce. He gets you, you know, I think it's fair to say the biggest hit of the game yesterday. It's the only one you really need it because it scored the only run of the game they needed to win the game. And ultimately, Kepler gets a double as well, and they win 2-0. But, I mean, and I come back. It's like every time we talk about the Phillies, I come back more than anything to this reality. My team, on an almost daily basis, puts out a better starting pitcher than the other team. Like that's like almost every day.
And
Jody Ranger yesterday, and there may not be a spot for him next year on the team, and there probably won't be, and we'll talk about that. But, I mean, my God, Ranger Suarez, if he's the five or the four or, like, whatever he is, like, I love that guy. The guy's unbelievable.
And, oh, by the way, they don't always put out the best starting pitcher. I watched it over the weekend with Paul Skeens.
Of course.
Oh, man.
I know.
Does he have nasty stuff?
He does.
But, sure enough, Philly scratch a run, and that's all they need.
That's right.
And they win the game.
Because here's the other thing. Even if they don't have a better starting pitcher, and occasionally, certainly they won't, and they did not in the Skeens game, although he pitched better. But, you know, I mean, Skeens is a better pitcher. But here's the thing. For all of the discredit that this lineup gets based on inconsistency and all that, and obviously October flameouts, the reality is even this, at times, highly frustrating lineup at times, is still better or much better, as in case in point the Rocky series, than most teams they face from that standpoint. I mean, guys, even last year, as bad as it got in October, and it was horrible, let's not act like the Phillies lineup was bad. They scored the fifth most runs in baseball. So I have a team that projects to probably be a top 5 to 10 run scoring producing team this year, and a top, you know, two or three, if not one, starting pitcher team this year. I mean, I just think, I mean, Devin, this team and the rebound, and Devin, you know how, I mean, kind of nasty the conversation was a month ago.
Yeah.
I mean, Devin's mic's still not on, so we really got to get that resolved. Look, 215-592-9494, highly impressive what they've done, so we'll take your reaction on all that. Seltzer, talk to me, my man. How impressed are you?
I'm really impressed. And look, I get it. I think we, you know, there are two caveats that are going to come up in this conversation right now. One, they're beating up on bad teams. We get it. Two, it only matters what happens in the playoffs. We get it. But all we can do is judge what we're seeing right now. And to Jody's point, how many years have we talked about this team like failing against the Marlins or not getting it done against the Nationals or on West Coast trips or whatever? Like, they're handling business right now. And they're doing it in the exact way that we asked for. I would even say in the last 2 weeks or so, this might be the best that this group of guys as an offense has looked together. You know, the whole Castellanos, Harper, Trey, Schwarber, you know, Bohm, like the whole group, like they're all hitting, they're passing the baton. That was something they talked about in spring training, the idea of passing the baton. Just get up, get a hit, get on base, keep it moving. They're doing that. They're spraying the ball around the field. Trey Turner's stealing bases. He's hitting with a little bit of power. Harper's hitting with power. Like, I get it. They're playing bad teams, but they're handling their business. Like, none of these games were close. Like, 2-0 yesterday was the closest of any of these four games.
Right.
Like, they're doing what we could, and to your point, amazing pitching. Obviously, the bullpen's an issue. They're going to have to figure something out, even though Romano, my guy's been awesome. But, like, I don't know how you could ask for more right now from what this team, for what they're doing. Like, in the moment, like, give them credit where due. They're playing really good baseball.
Big time, man. Look, 215-592-9494, your chance to react. So, talk to us. Where do you stand on that? I mean, when I tell you that, again, they can't prove in May that they're going to win the World Series. They can't. And you know that. Everybody knows that. But here's where I'm at, and I'll view it from an emotional standpoint. All in. 100% in. I know I might get my heart broken in October. I accept that. Now, I'm not happy that it might happen. But I know this. I'm a lot happier than in 2016 when I knew my team was out of it by Memorial Day. Out of it. Right? So I'm all in, 100% emotionally in on the team in the season, impressed by them, encouraged, hopeful, and really, frankly, very happy.
Quick question to make your point. Who right now, if you say, oh, you can't win the World Series in May, okay, fine. Who has?
Right, exactly.
You can only do it in comparison with everyone else playing baseball at this time.
Right.
You want to say you think the Dodgers have a better lineup, a better roster, whatever. Okay, fine. Who else?
Listen,
silence.
I silence. Hear you. And I'll add this. No team in baseball history has won the World Series in May. It's never happened. All right, good morning to you. Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, ordinarily from Borgata, but we got the Mac man today. Jody Mac in for John. We're having a few technical difficulties, but we're working through it. Tell you what, Phils are having difficulties. Much like the Eagles in September, early October. Eagles worked through it. So far, so good from a Phillies working through it standpoint. So a lot to get to today, and obviously you can weigh in. 215-592-9494. By the way, I got to say that Devin had a sentence there, and unfortunately, Devin's mic isn't working, so she can't react. But Devin had a sentence in that sports update I've never heard before. The Phillies head to Sacramento to play the A's.
Yeah,
Jody. I mean, like, what is up with sports these days? I got the freaking A's playing in Sacramento.
I've seen some. I don't know that I've seen an entire game that the A's have played. I've seen highlights from the ballpark. They're packing the house, at least. Whoa. I know it's only 10,000,
sure.
But they used to get like hundreds at the Oakland County Coliseum,
sure,
whatever the hell
sure.
They called that dump that was in Oakland. So at least I'll give the people of Sacramento credit because they're showing up. They got Major League Baseball. They thought they were never going to have Major League Baseball.
Think about the odyssey of the A's real quick. So they go from Philadelphia to Kansas City to Oakland to Sacramento, and apparently, maybe, likely, it's going to be Las Vegas in a couple years. Wild. All right, 215-592-9494. So you can certainly react to everything going on with the Phils lately and kind of how you project moving forward, what's up ahead for them. When you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Phils. It's now a more enticing game, Jody, than when we started, when we launched these tickets a week ago or so, because now it's like, hey, first place Phils, first in the National League Phils, might have the best record in all of baseball by this, might have the best record in all of baseball this weekend. But anyway, we're giving away tickets to a June 11th game. Phils and Cubs, afternoon game, June 11th, 105 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. For tickets to this or any Phillies game, get yourself to Phillies.com. All right, here's how you can win the Phillies tickets today as we embark, obviously, on Memorial Day weekend. By the way, I need a Seltzer, what's the official, when does Memorial Day weekend start? Put another way, has it begun, James?
It's a great question, Joe. I mean, I think it's, like, I know it's not great, but I think it's individual for everyone. I think it's when you're done work on Friday. And if you're off today, it has started. But I think it starts for us at 10 o'clock. Is that fair?
Well,
I mean, we have the kind of job where it's a fun job anyway, but yeah, we have a fun job. So for us, it does. Like, I came in today feeling like summer, but I think, like, for people who got to, you know, work till 5 today or whatever it is, I think once they're done work, it's go time.
What's the ruling, Jody?
I was bummed out today driving down to the Borgata. Usually I come and stay, but wife's away, so I got to watch the dog. So I drove down in the morning, and I'm listening to WIP, and they have the advertisement that, hey, if you're going down the shore, between 4 and 5 o'clock, Chickie and Pete's will be picking up your tab, which is great. They've been doing it forever. We're very friendly with Chickie's and Pete's. It's a great place. And I thought to myself, did they say PM? Because I'm coming down the Atlantic City Expressway, and it's 4:20 a.m. I'm going, they're going to pick up my tab, right? Yeah, no such luck. Yeah. So it starts when Chickie starts picking up the tab at 4 o'clock, as far as I'm concerned.
I like it. All right, so here's the deal. In honor of the summer, which obviously beckons with Memorial Day weekend, we will ask you your chance to win the Phillies tickets for the June 11th game. Of all the great summer movies, or not great summer movies, but you think more in terms of the good ones, best summer movie character of all time. Who is it? Summer-oriented movie. Who is the best character ever from a summer movie? Now, let me just give this one disclaimer. The entire movie does not have to happen in the summer, but there has to be at least enough of a, you know, because sometimes it's like summer and then start of the school year. And that can work as long as you have enough summer in there to qualify, as we determine it, to be a summer movie. So who's the best movie character ever from a summer movie? Best answer, whoever wins it, wins the Phil's tickets, 215-592-9494. MacMan, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking I need a ruling.
Yes, sir.
I know that it's, like you said, summer into fall. This is spring into summer, and I don't know if it qualifies as summer. And again, they never state what day it is, but you can certainly come up with an opinion because of certain things happening.
Yep.
Ferris Bueller.
No, because he's in school. No, he's a school kid. It's at least September. It's not summer.
But aren't they graduating?
That's the worst answer I've ever heard. Then it's freaking May.
So it may be May, yeah. I thought
it's
it was
either
like
September or
I thought
May.
It was April-May range for it, but it is not.
Yeah, it's probably April-May. Jody, what are you, Bozo?
But does Memorial Day count? Like, you know, if Memorial Day weekend is the thing.
Right.
You know?
And Joe DiCamera just deciding when Memorial Day counts 20 minutes ago. He was going, it's already kicked in.
All right. Weird technicality, but I'm certainly not voting for it.
All right.
I'll write it down. So who am I writing down?
Ferris. Oh, he's a star. Of course he's a star.
Sloan Peterson over. Anyway. All right. 215-592-9494. Devin, a summer movie character. Who are we thinking here in terms of, I need you to get up here, summer movie character. Who do we got for a great character through the year summer movie?
I feel like I'm a contestant on a game show right now. I'm going to go with Matt Hooper from Jaws.
Well, Jaws is absolutely
big answer.
A summer movie.
Yeah. Probably a better character
least.
From Jaws. Though,
and there are multiple answers from Jaws. That's a very interesting answer right there. I hadn't thought of that. I'm thinking more in terms of like kids and summer.
I mean, Jaws the ultimate summer movie.
And there's a couple of tremendous ones there. Seltzer, summer movie character. Who do you got?
I will not take a haymaker, but it's a haymaker movie that you need to see. You got to see Dazed and Confused. We've been telling you this forever. I'll go with Don Dawson, who I think is the most underrated character in that movie.
Okay, Don Dawson it is. Look, hit us up, 215-592-9494. I'm going to take a really notable summer movie character, but I just don't think she's that great. So I don't feel like I'm actually taking a Mount Rushmore off the board when I say Baby from Dirty Dancing.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have voted for it. So.
Yeah, she's really not that great a character. But she is one of the most famous summer movie characters. I mean, 3 weeks there at that spot, the Catskills. That's big time. All right, give us a great answer. 215-592-9494. Summer movie character, who do you got? You can win the Phil's tickets. Let's get to Gary in Whitehall kicking us off. Gary, good morning.
Morning. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely, Gary.
Hey, I tell you what. Have you ever seen a baseball roster with a starting pitching roster like they have?
No. Actually, no. I mean, I guess maybe the Braves, depending on who the fifth starter was, there might have been some years with Kent Merker. I guess Charlie Liebrandt early when they had Avery as their four and Liebrandt was their
Millwood
five.
Millwood for a minute.
Millwood in there somewhere. So, yeah, I would say yes, but not – And look, I would add the Phillies in 2011 when Vance Worley cracked it up.
I was going to say, didn't we call them the four races for a reason?
No, but I'm going to five. And here's what makes this one, I think, particularly unique. I actually think they can go to 6-7. I mean, once you add Painter and theoretically Abel, I mean, I actually think this one you know, look, I don't know who the Braves, I mean, I guess the Braves maybe had Millwood in the minors while they had the other guys in the majors. But Gary, part of what makes this so unique is just the utter excellence. And then I think it actually expands beyond five. I mean, I've never seen a situation where you feel like a guy in the minor leagues could bump out a guy like Ranger for a playoff spot who yesterday pitched 6 2/3 shutout innings and has been a stalwart for this team for like half a decade now. It's unbelievable.
I mean, so who's the odd man out there?
Well, to be determined. I mean, as of right now, it would be Aaron Nola, and it may be Ranger Suarez, but I don't know. I mean, you got to play that out and see where it goes. Jody, what's your gut feeling there?
Do you dangle Ranger?
You might. Here's part of what makes you more inclined to dangle Ranger. I don't think he's back. So, you know, if I can trade Ranger. Now, look, I don't think you're going to get a ton for him because he's on the last year of his deal. So whoever acquires him is acquiring a guy on the last year of his deal. But, like, could I get a center fielder on the last year of his deal or maybe with 2 years left? Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah that's certainly possible. I mean, let me put it this way, man. If I'm a playoff team, and don't kid yourself, playoff teams love gobbling up more pitchers. If I'm a playoff team, would I be interested in acquiring Ranger Suarez? Absolutely. You kidding me?
All right. Hey, that was a nice ass whooping yesterday with Rhea, and Elliot didn't stand a chance from the get go. But when he won the option to go first, that was his downfall because he always let ladies go first.
I actually thought the same thing. Gary, give me an, and we're going to play some of that audio. That was historic yesterday. Gary, give me an answer for a great summer movie character.
How about the Jet Rodriguez?
You got it, bud. Appreciate the phone
call.
Sandlot. All right, great to be with you on this Friday morning from Borgata. Jody Camera and the Mac Man, Jody Mac, in for John. Boy, did Jody get me in a technicality. If Memorial Day is the start of the summer, and if Ferris Bueller was going to that game in late May or early June.
Oh!
But here's the problem with it, James. It's just...
It doesn't feel like a summer
movie. It doesn't feel like a summer
movie.
Yeah,
I get it.
Because they're still in school.
Oh, by the way, for the baseball scene, all of them in shorts and short sleeves, that was not an April game at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I think Jody's got
you're wearing a parka in that game.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. All right, we're going to get this segment to some audio from Saquon Barkley talking about the tush push. We got a lot up ahead. By the way, Jason Kelce in an hour will join us at 7:30.
That's awesome,
right?
Man. I can't wait to go inside that room. You know?
Man was in the room. I mean, he and Jeffrey. It was Jeffrey Lurie and Jason Kelce against the world. And you know who won? Jeffrey Lurie and Jason Kelce.
Representing us as Philadelphians.
Right.
Like, I'm so proud.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hey, look, you guys know I thought the tush push should go, but I am, like, legitimately excited it stays because I know it helps the Eagles. Jody, I said yesterday I think it actually is worth at least a win or two, maybe even three. Probably not three, but a win or two. Do you agree with that?
No.
You think it's worth zero wins? I don't buy it. And I'll tell you why I don't buy it. It's the fourth down conversions in the second quarter, man. It's the times when they go for it, when ordinarily teams would punt. I have seen them, I'll use the word manipulate. I'll use that word. I don't know if it's the right word. Manipulate game flow based on an ability to do something that other teams can. I fundamentally believe the last couple years, it has won them an extra game or two per season based on retaining the ball when teams would normally punt.
I really think you have to take it game by game. If you're trying to project it over an entire season, there's a chance that no games today.
There's
make
a chance,
a key.
But I don't think so. I see them score on possessions when other teams would punt, and then they win the game by four. I've seen it.
All right, but let me ask you this. And again, judging by what the Philadelphia Eagle Nation thinks,
yep.
When it seemed like it was going by the boards.
Yep.
Because you felt that way, right?
I thought it was likely to go, yes.
Happen.
I thought it was likely gone.
The amount of response that I got on, Hurts is going to take it over anyway. All right, fine, they don't want to give us a tush push. He's going to just push it in anyway because he's Jalen Hurts. You have to take that into consideration too.
Well, that's a factor. I'm not saying it's not. I agree. The Eagles would still be a much, I'll say, better or much better quarterback sneaking team than most. But I'm telling you, man, I've seen them do stuff. It's almost like the way it factors into strategy also. I mean, how many times on third and five do we see the Eagles run because they then get that to fourth and one and then convert? Whereas a third and five, you know, I don't know what the percentage is on that. Is that a 50-50? Is that a 40% chance to convert on third and five? I'm not quite sure. But they take a third and five to a fourth and one. They take a fourth and one to a first and 10, and they still have the ball. I feel like we see it happen a lot.
And maybe Kelsey can give us his feel. I don't know if he got any feedback from anybody else who was in the room. He got to hear everybody else. I think part of why they got 22 votes, why they almost pulled it off and ran the tush push out the door was they've been doing this now for several years. So the whole, hey, just stop it argument is, well, they've been trying and they haven't been able to do it.
That's
so
right.
They threw up their hands and go, if you can't beat them, vote them out.
Yeah, no, Jerry Jones all but admitted it. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Talk to Dan in Philadelphia. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, bud.
Joe, can you do me a favor?
No.
Can you switch mics with Devin?
Good call. You're not kidding.
Dude,
you're not
sound
kidding.
So mad about our success with the Tush Push.
No, I'm not. No, that's not. I'm not mad at Dan. If you don't
you
hear legitimate excitement
it.
In my voice that it's retained, then you're missing what I'm saying, man. I would have voted it out, but I think it's great for the Eagles that it stayed.
I think it's amazing for the Eagles, but I
agree.
Super annoyed.
I'm annoying?
No, that you're super annoyed by like the success of it or something because you hate.
No. I'm not annoyed by it. It's just one of those things. It's almost like when the Sixers were tanking. And they were benefiting by getting these high picks. And I thought, yeah, the league shouldn't incentivize teams to tank that much by giving you that high a percentage. Not that it was like 50% first pick, but, you know, it was weighted in a different way than it is now. And sometimes I feel like a situation's a little dirty-ish, you know. I mean, I'm just telling you, straight up, I don't think the tush push should be allowed. But because it is, the Eagles benefit, and I'm glad they benefit.
Yeah, I don't find anything wrong with the play. We'll just go back to the simple basis of it. If you don't like it, stop it. So, as for the Phillies, right? They're great. They're rolling. Like, but what are we going to do about Alvarado? What do we trade? What do we?
It could be as simple as they don't have to because Ranger could be that guy in the playoffs. So let's just start with that. I actually don't think they have to trade for someone. I don't. But I think they probably will. But I mean, Dan, I think it's pretty clear that the Phillies are extremely likely to make the playoffs as is.
Of course.
So, I mean, imagine a scenario where, I mean, they could have three starting pitchers enter the bullpen in October. They could have Ranger. They could have Painter. They could have Abel. I mean, I'm not kidding. They could have three starting pitchers enter the bullpen in October.
But do you think they're high leverage guys?
I think Ranger would come into a dirty inning where there's
Ranger
guys on base
sure.
and the inning's begun. I think Painter and Abel would probably not. I think they'd be the guys that come in start of the sixth, start of the seventh, start of the fifth. You got a little bit of an issue there. But my God, they do have options.
All right. I I feel good about it, but I know Ranger could do the high leverage thing, but I don't know about the other guy. I don't think Nola could do a high leverage situation for sure.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, for what it's worth, we saw Brett Myers move from a starter to a reliever and be really good. We saw John Smoltz do it.
The
biggest key. I think the biggest key for Aaron Nola is just to get right, wherever he's pitching. Dan, give me an answer, man. A great summer movie character.
How about Al Zurbich from Caddyshack?
You got it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's Rodney, right?
That's Rodney. Al Zurbich is Rodney.
Holy
yes.
Mackerel, that is a monstrous answer. Jody, where do you stand on all that Philly starters to the bullpen stuff? Where do you stand on all that?
Well, first things first, do we know that Caddyshack is a summer movie?
Hold on, Devin's microphone
Am I back?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm
oh
back.
Oh, my God.
Woo.
We know it's a summer movie. But yeah, we do know it's a summer movie because the kid's trying to get the scholarship to go to school.
Yeah,
right?
and
they're all at the pool.
Yeah, and they're at the pool.
Don't you get scholarships much earlier than July?
Well, not in this movie.
If you're going in September?
No, this summer movie
Joey,
character.
It's about feel.
You know,
it's about feel.
Yeah, okay.
It's about feel. You didn't feel Ferris Bueller.
No,
so
I didn't
for
feel,
what it's worth, okay. I wasn't going to jump in with this, but we had someone call up and say that the Ferris Bueller Parade is the Von Steuben Parade, which happens in Chicago in September every year.
Oh, interesting.
I'm trying to do a little research on it. There's not as much as you would think. But
interesting.
I'm researching it.
Okay. No,
and,
I think
and
that
oh,
works.
By the way, if it's September 3rd and Labor Day doesn't come till the 6th, yeah. It's the summer.
Doesn't have the feel. All right, Devin, like, hello.
Hi, guys.
Wow,
this is crazy.
Yeah, you sound good.
Do I?
Yes,
that's
very
good.
Much so.
That's good. Happy to join you. I do think Ferris Bueller is a summer movie.
No
for
way. Absolutely.
You the woman, Devin.
It's just the vibe. It's the overall vibe of it.
Horrendous. Turn your mic back on. No, I'm just kidding.
Horrendous. Devin, the Phils.
Yes.
I mean...
Yeah.
What a turnaround.
Yeah, I mean...
It is kind of Eagles-esque.
I'm not willing to go that far yet.
Well, they can't win it all yet, but I mean, from the struggles of the Eagles...
They did just
what
play
they became,
the two worst teams in the league, but...
They did.
Yeah, they did exactly what they should do with, you know, two sweeps of the Pirates and the Rockies. So, I'll take it. I mean, even a game like yesterday, they didn't have as many hits as they had earlier in the series where they were putting up like double digit hits, but four hits is enough to get it done. Bryce Harper, clearly the buzz cut is working for him. He took a note from Nick Sirianni's book. He's heating up at the plate, and I think everything is starting to click. The big question now is just, you know, what happens with the bullpen? Do they continue to perform as well as they have? I mean, you mentioned Romano earlier in the show, and he's really turned it around. Even my guy, Ryan Kirkgreen, has been doing pretty well. Just one pitch, but it was enough to get him out of the inning yesterday. So I just hope that they can keep it up when they start to play, you know, better teams as the season goes on.
Yeah.
They have the Braves coming to Citizens Bank Park next week. That's going to be a big series.
Absolutely.
And, oh, by the way, Acuna's supposed to come back tonight.
Today, is he?
Today is supposed to be first game Acuna activated for the Braves. Yeah, so he'll be here for the Phils next season. Now on the pitching. If anybody who listens to me knows, I'm probably as big an Aaron Nola fan as there is here in town.
Yep.
I've been calling him an ace, which I get a lot of feedback for, a lot of grief for. I think the Phillies had, coming into the season in previous years, two aces. It's nice when you have two aces.
Yeah, it is.
I never said he was better than Wheeler.
Right.
I just said I believe they have two aces, and certainly he is the second one slotted in. I will say this. I think there's about a 0.4% chance that he goes to the bullpen. Like, next to nothing. That's not going to happen. I don't think he'd be able to do it in the bullpen.
Yeah.
He's never done it before. I don't think they want to try that. Big problem for Aaron this year, and it's been a problem for most of his career, but more so this year, he gives up the home runs. You can't do that out of the pen. You have to come in and you have to be able to get guys out, not give up home runs, not multi-run home runs, which he does as well. There's no chance. I'd go so far to say as, because you said early, Nola could be out of the rotation. I don't think that's happening until the playoffs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying put Aaron Nola in the bullpen in freaking July.
Okay.
I mean, the bottom line is some starter and maybe multiple are going to the bullpen in October. Just are.
And I'm telling you, I don't think Aaron Nola will be one of them. That would be the third option. First option is, and I apologize, Aaron, because you know I'm a big fan, I think he could be Taiwan Walker and not pitch.
Ooh. Wait, who?
Nola.
Nola, he's saying.
Like, not on the roster?
Well, it depends. It depends if he bounces back. I mean, he's got to bounce back.
Well, we don't know if he's going to bounce back
guy.
Or not yet.
Is that to Jody's point? Like, I don't think his stuff plays in the bullpen.
No,
I don't buy that as much as people say. I mean, if you're a good pitcher, you're a good pitcher, man. I don't buy that nonsense. I just don't.
Well, so, I don't know if Aaron Nola's a good pitcher right
I mean,
now.
Joe,
no, I don't know that he is either. I mean, number one, he has to bounce back.
Yeah.
How many great bullpen guys can you think of who throw 92, 93?
John Franco.
Yeah, dude, that was a long time
ago,
man.
Tug McGraw.
Yeah, that's the problem. I'm with you,
and
man.
Nola can
develop
a freaking screwball. All right? That was one of the best
pitches ever. You got to believe,
Joe. You got to believe. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It actually is about whether you believe or not in a very prominent Phil who's played very well lately. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you believe in Trey Turner moving forward this season? Now, we're not putting it, you know, 8 years from now when the contract's still going, okay? We're not, you know, talking about that. were saying, do you, because he has played really well lately, do you believe in Trey Turner moving forward this season? A, yes, B, no, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's listen to Saquon Barkley. He joined that Reed Blankenship Cooper DeJean podcast talking about a number of things, one of which, of course, is the tush push, which we know this week stays based on the advocacy of Jeffrey Lurie and Jason Kelce. Kelce will join us at 7:30 today to discuss it. Let's listen to Saquon on the tush push, and he's got an interesting fact in here I didn't know, wild fact. Listen to Saquon.
We saw you interview on ESPN, right? Talking about the tush push and people banning it. So, like, what's your thoughts on that?
For me, personally, as a player, I know if I don't want to do a tush push on the 1 yard line, make sure I score. I think I got tackled at the 1 yard line like 11 times. But the banning thing of it, I think it's soft, to be honest. And, like, the teams that want to ban it, because everybody can do it. Like, right. It's not like a play that, like, we only can do. Everybody
it's
can
not
do.
Like trademark.
Yeah. And we happen to have one of the best and biggest O lines, and Jalen Hurts can squat 600 pounds. Like, that's not our fault. Like, Josh Allen is super big. They're not successful, is it? Lamar Jackson is one of the best running quarterbacks of all time. They're not successful with it. So it's not something that, like, everyone can't do. Right. So, like, them trying to eliminate it, it's just, like, I think that's kind of lame.
Look, I mean, it's an interesting perspective and one that most people in Philly would share. I knew he got tackled at the one a lot. I didn't know it was 11 times.
It seemed like quite a few.
It did.
It's funny to me that he remembers that. And, like, I think that's the type of thing you say, you know, a player, like, he won't care a player like him because he's a team guy. I'm not saying he's not a team guy, but it's funny that, like, he was aware. And
well, just imagine,
kind of on the joke,
imagine if eight of them, let's not give him 11 for 11 conversion from the one, him specifically, because it could be Hurts, it could be a different running back, it could be a pass play. But imagine a scenario where, because this is what most NFL teams would do, they'd hand it to their best back, especially if he's a star, from the 1 yard line. Imagine a scenario where he scores 8 more touchdowns. That's an MVP.
Yeah, but did he say that? Do we have to listen to it again? I think he said, I was tackled 11 times at the 1 yard line. Well, the play could have started at the 9,
I'm saying the next play, he'd get the ball
and give it
score
to him again.
Yeah.
Except you got Jalen Hurts, who's better at it than he is.
Well, yeah, especially
when they wouldn't have had to even do the tush push had he not been tackled at the 1 yard
line. Yeah, I mean, like, think of it this way. Derrick Henry is going to get those carries. Because Lamar Jackson's not going to quarterback sneak as much as Jalen Hurts. So there's multiple factors. There's tush push, and then there's Jalen would just be a really good quarterback sneak quarterback. Anyway, Carson was a good quarterback sneak quarterback. I mean, bigger guys can be better at it, and technique is part of it. But, I mean, if he had scored – I mean, look, James, you were saying it back in October, Saquon's not going to win the MVP because of the quarterback thing, and you weren't wrong.
Yeah, I mean, sadly. I mean, I wanted him to.
He should have won it.
It's just the way it is now. It's stupid.
I agree
with you, but I knew it wasn't. I was like, he has to break the record, and they have to have the best record, and then maybe he'll win it.
Yeah, and like if he had 25 touchdowns, then maybe they would have given it to him. But it is amazing that it was 11 times at the one. I mean, that is something. Let's go to Margie right now. Margie, good morning.
Good morning. I am offering up Will Smith as Steve Hiller in Independence Day.
Great answer.
Yeah. That's another one.
Punching aliens.
That's a summer vibe.
Punching aliens.
I like that answer.
That's a good answer there.
Nobody can debate that's a summer movie since it's July 4th.
It's called Independence Day, so I think so.
All right, Margie, outstanding answer. You're certainly you want to win these Phillies tickets, right?
I sure do.
Now, let me ask you this, because I'm just curious. Will Smith in Independence Day or Rodney and Caddyshack, what do you really think?
I got to go with Will Smith.
I would think that would be your answer.
Good answer.
All right, Margie, good call right there. Excellent.